WHDD presents Susan Says.
So it's been quite a week. I was in Florida, West Palm actually, looking to see if I wanted to become a snowbird a few months in winter, not sure. It's hard because this is, you know who, Voldemort, I won't say his name, the Orange Menace. It's his home turf. Sarah Palin could see Russia from her house. Well, I could see Mar-a-Lago from my hotel. Yuck. No Nazis yet, however. Anyway, the New York government has found the POS organization guilty of fraud, all kinds of stuff. Since it's called by his name, doesn't that make him guilty, too? Waiting. We're waiting. I see the wonderful Capitol Hill police survivors of January 6th would not shake hands with McConnell and what's-his-name looking to be speaker. Good on them. As to Georgia, well, I guess we won't play the theme for Deliverance, but it was close. A multi-time concussed, self-admitted, mentally ill, unwell woman abuser almost won. What on earth is wrong with these people? And the repugs who chose him as an embarrassment that they knew he is, all they want is power anyway. Oh, gosh. Germany, they foiled a terrorist plot against the government. It's faintly reminiscent of QAnon and other right-wing nuts. They said they had 20,000 followers. Well, we have millions. Oh, God. Please, you know who, Voldemort, the former jerk, says today we need a superhero. He has an announcement to make. Oh, please, someone just lock him up and away forever. I can't take it. It's nice to get the sun, I must say. I had some great friends down there who showed me around, but I don't know, I didn't love it. Although my life since COVID is kind of non-existent, it was probably good to be with other humans. But Florida is not. Well, I guess there's Ron DeSantis, so to speak, another reason not to go. Anyway, United Airlines destroyed my suitcase on the way down. A nasty woman in baggage refused to do anything. She said it was worn already. Yeah, it was an old suitcase, but it was together, not filled with cuts and slashes, torn apart that went through it and on to and inside, ruining one of my favorite outfits. No. Now what? The electrician at the hotel in West Palm had to tape it up with two different kinds of tapes and those things people use when they kidnap people. Zip ties? Wow, those are vicious. Anyway, I made it home. It looks like a wreck. Let's see if Corporate United is as mean as Airport Lady. I'm glad to be home. After staying in four hotels in the past 2 months, I would wake up at night panicking, not knowing where I was or where the bathroom was. Yeah, I'm staying home for a while now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.